William Morrow and Harper Audio present Glacier's Edge, a novel by R.A. Salvatore, performed by Victor Bravin. This is for everyone who's taken this long and wonderful journey beside me. Most especially, of course, my wife, Diane, who's been there from the start, giving me the support, the time, and the space to chase a dream. This is my life's journey, and for everyone sharing the road, family, friends, publishers, and of course, the readers, thank you. A note before we begin. Be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/Glacier's Edge. It contains the dramatis personae. Prologue. He sat in the dark and the quiet and the cold. Even though he was wearing his boots of the winterlands, imbued with a dwyamer to protect him in severe cold, Jarlaxle couldn't ignore the seeping discomfort finding its way to his bones, a chill beyond even the capabilities of his protective garments. This time, he knew that the energy of the weave wasn't failing, as it had, up here at least, soon after he and his friends had arrived at the top of the world, near the Khadij Glacier. It was simply that cold around him. He was sitting at the bottom of his pit created by his portable hole, 10 feet below the frozen floor of the great chamber above. When he first fell in, the icy tornado had been swirling about him, and he hadn't been able to close the hole to create a true extra-dimensional space. So instead, he had merely created a pit. A barely sheltered pit covered and mostly filled by the swirling ice chips that had engulfed him and each of his friends up above. Freezing traps aimed like arrows for those who had dared enter the chamber of the Slod Lord. And Jarlaxle was fairly certain that the monster that had come against them was indeed exactly that. Its presence, the sheer gravity of the being, was undeniable. With Catti Bree, Zachnephane, and Artemis Entreri, Jarlaxle had assembled a powerful fighting force, one that he had expected could get him out of almost any circumstance. But that immense dark slod that seemed as much smoke as flesh and bone had toyed with them. Only Jarlaxle's pit and his remarkable hat, which he had expanded into a giant and sturdy umbrella above him, had kept him from being encased or crushed. Which was all well and good. Except his friends didn't have portable holes or magical hats. The resourceful drow took a long, deep breath and reminded himself to have patience. The cavern above him was quiet, but he wasn't in any hurry to learn whether the slod monster had departed. Long hours had passed before Jarlaxle even dared create a spark of light. After his vision had adjusted to the sudden brightness, he peeked around the umbrella, put his hand against the block of ice that had come down beside it, and cramped him into this tight corner. It couldn't be solid, he guessed, not filling the entire hole at least, for the air had not grown stale. He even thought he could hear, now and then, a slight whistle as the breeze blew through the chamber above. Patience. He was in no hurry. He couldn't be, he told himself repeatedly, but his heart argued each time. His friends were out there, all of them, he believed, encased in ice. Preserved, he hoped, for he had witnessed other victims escaping the frozen tombs. But he couldn't be sure. Patience, he told himself. And he tried not to picture Zachnephane and Catti Bree and Entreri in their tombs of glistening ice. He reached into his belt pouch and brought forth some food. Persimmons. Persimmons. With a block of curate muskox cheese. Jarlaxle's heart broke as he considered the delicacy, as he thought of Caladay, the city he had left behind only a few days before. The underground society.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?